Parak Zion Mishnah Gimel. Sachlu b'shemen truma. If a person takes his carbon Pesach and he smears oil that is truma on the carbon Pesach, we had learned in Parak Beis Mishnah Hay that's permitted to smear, you know, fruit juice or oils on the carbon Pesach when you bring it. So what happens if he uses oil that's truma? You know, truma can only be eaten by a kohen. So now what do you do? So im chaburas kohanim, if the group that's bringing this carbon Pesach were all kohanim, then yochelu, they're able to eat the carbon along with the oil of truma on the carbon because they're kohanim. Kohanim are allowed to eat truma. Im Yisrael, but if the group that's bringing this carbon are Yisraelim, they're not kohanim, they're prohibited to eat truma. They're prohibited from eating truma. So what do? So it depends. Im chayhu, if the animal, when they smeared the oil on it, it was raw and they didn't roast it yet, then yedichenu, just rinse it off in water and dry it up, because the oil is not going to go inside of it as long as it's raw and not cooked, and therefore you can just rinse it and dry it, and then they can eat it because the oil's gone. But ve'im slihu, if when they shesachu, they rubbed it with this oil after they already roasted it, right, and when it's hot, so now the oil gets absorbed into the meat. So how are you going to eat this meat? You're Yisrael, you can't eat truma. So then yikol v'sachitza, what you should do is kol haklipa, you should peel off the whole outer peel, quote-unquote, of the meat, so that you take off the oil also, and then you can, the Yisraelim can go ahead and eat the carbon Pesach, because otherwise they would be eating the truma. It's absorbed in the carbon, and the Yisraelim are not allowed to eat truma. Okay. What about sachu b'shemen shalmaisa sheni? If you rubbed the carbon Pesach with oil that's oil from maisa sheni, right? Maisa sheni is brought in the third year and the sixth year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And the rule is that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. This maisa from your foods, this tenth of the foods, has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's a special maisa sheni. So now you use this oil and you put it on your carbon Pesach. So lo yasanu. So we know that anyway you're eating the carbon Pesach in your shlaim because you have to bring it on the mizbeach. So what could be the problem here? Ma'aser sheni, everyone's allowed to eat it, right? And it has to be eaten in your shlaim where you are now because you're bringing the carbon Pesach. So the issue here is like this: lo yasanu damim al bnei chabura. You cannot evaluate, you know, the amount of oil that you put into this carbon and then say that people of the chabura, people of the group, are chayav to pay for it. To, you know, to replace it, or to replace it with their share in the carbon Pesach. Don't do that. Why? She'ein poden ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, because you cannot redeem ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. The pasuk says like this: let's just say you're far away from Yerushalayim, and you have all these fruit that are ma'aser sheni, and you know the rule is you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So if it's too much of a schlep for you, you're allowed to redeem it onto money. Okay, then just bring your checkbook to Yerushalayim. And the fruit that you redeemed is just non-sacred. You can eat it wherever you want. And that money that you have is sacred now. So you would buy fruit in Yerushalayim and eat that fruit that became sacred now through your new purchase in Yerushalayim. That's what you normally do if you have so much fruit that you can't bring to Yerushalayim. And it's all the din of Ma'aser Sheni. You redeem it so it becomes non-sacred. Put that, you know, redemption onto money. Bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend it there on food and eat it there. And then you transfer the Kedusha. So the rule is that's all good if you're outside Yerushalayim, but if you're in Yerushalayim, so the rule is that you can't do any redemption, right? Some of the text that they can't sell Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, so redeeming and selling it, the idea is that you can't do that when you're in Yerushalayim, because the rule is that we only give you this redemption period outside Yerushalayim, not inside Yerushalayim. So therefore, if a person did smear oil of Ma'aser Sheni on his carbon Pesach, then he should just eat it as normal and don't start, you know, trying to take off the value of the oil that was there to put it onto money, spend it on the other Ma'aser Sheni, you know, foods, and then eat your carbon Pesach without the Ma'aser Sheni on it at all because you want to redeem it from it. Rather, what you should do is just eat it as it is, and it's not a problem because everyone's allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. Okay. Moving right along to Mishnah Daled, we begin with a small introduction. So it says in the Torah that a person, let's say a person became tamei, right? So what happens? The Chachamim learned out from a pasuk in the Torah that if it's an individual that became tamei, okay, he doesn't bring his carbon Pesach by Pesach. He brings it by Pesach Sheni a month later when he gets a second opportunity to bring a carbon Pesach. Now, that's all by an individual, okay? But if it was a tzibur, if it was a rabbi, if it was many people, so then they could even bring the Karban Pesach in a tuma state, in a defiled state. Because it says if rov hakahal, if most of the, you know, the community is tummy from touching a dead person, or for example the kohanim, the kohanim became tummy, or the kalim, the utensil they used for the service became tummy. If it happens with a tzibor, with you know a community, so then we don't push it off till the Pesach Sheni, and they actually bring the Karban Pesach in their tuma state. And the same would be true with any kind of carbon that the sacrifice has a specific time to bring it, like Pesach. It has to be brought at Pesach. So other carbons as well, if they have a specific time to bring it, then if it's most of the people became tummy, most of the community became tummy, again, we do let you bring it in a tummy state. And our mission is coming to teach us now that there are five types of carbonos, okay, of a tzibor, of the public, that are eaten by the Kohanim. Okay, the Kohanim eat it. So everyone brings it, but the Kohanim eat it. And since there is zman, their time to bring it is a set time to be brought even in a tummy state. And the Mishnah is going to tell us, though, that there's a difference between karbanos, you know, these kind of karbanos and the karbanos of the Karban Pesach, whereby these karbanos, like this, that these karbanos, granted, they could be brought in a tumma state, but they can't be eaten in a tumma state. Whereas a Karban Pesach not only can be brought into a tumma state, but even can be eaten in a tumma state. So let's dive straight into the Mishnah and we'll see exactly how this works. It'll become clearer. Chamisha Dvarim, there are five things, five karbanos of the tzibor, of the public, right? When an individual becomes tamei, he's got to push up his karban until Pesach Sheni, to the second Pesach, a month later. Not the real yomtiv, but just this day to bring the karbanos. But if it's a public that becomes tamei, so then there are five types of karbanos that they could still be, the kohanim could still eat them, meaning the public brings them, but the kohanim eat them. And they could be ban bituma, they could be sacrificed in their tuma state, but the ainan achalon bituma, they cannot be eaten though in a tuma state. So that's the punchline. They could be brought, but they cannot be eaten. So these karbonos are brought by the public, but if the kohanim or the utensils in the base of mikdash were tamei, now the kohanim and they can't eat it, right? But nevertheless, it was brought but not eaten. Whereas we'll see by the Karban Pesach, it's different. It could even be eaten by the kohanim. Let's see. The first one is Ha'omer, the Karban Omer, the Minchas Ha'omer, the Karban Omer that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan in order to permit the new grains to be eaten. And it came from barley. It was a tenth of an ephah mixed up in oil. And it was brought, and from it, they would take like a fistful of kaimitz and put it on the mezbech and they would burn it up. Okay? And so that was the part that was burnt up. But the rest of it, the Kohanim would eat it. Okay? So it has a specific time to be brought. Nevertheless, even though it's a specific time to be brought, if the Kohanim are tamei, they cannot eat it. Right? This, the time to be brought is 16th of the Nisan. So they'd bring it, but the Kohanim couldn't eat it. Ushtei halechem, or the two chalos of bread that were brought on Shavuos in order to permit the new grains in the base Hamikdash. So that was also eaten by Kohanim, but in this case, Kohanim would not eat it. So it would be brought by the people, but not eaten by the Kohanim, because they'd be tamei. V'lechem ha'panim, and then there were 12 loaves that were put on the shulchan, the base of mikdash, every week. And umenachos hein, they would be resting there from 1 week to the next week. And when you remove them and you know put the new ones on, they would be divided to the kohanim of that week. So there was like a cycle, right? They would remove it, give it to the kohanim of the week, then put on new ones, and then repeat the cycle over and over again. As the kohanim would switch from duty from week to week, they would also you know receive the loaves from week to week because every week they change the loaves. So those loaves were eaten, but Os Shabbos during that week, they would take them from the table, v'motzi Os Shabbos, they would eat it also on Motzi Shabbos. So these things also, they wouldn't be eaten if the Kohanim were tamei. The Zivchei Shalmi Tzibor, the Karbanos of Ashlamim of the Tzibor, there were two lambs that were brought on Ataras and Shavuos that came along with the Shtei Halechem, with the two loaves. So they would burn the fats, but the meat was eaten by the Kohanim. So here again, if the Kohanim are tamei, they don't eat it. Usu'irei Rashi Chadashim, there were these Seirs, these rams, of the Rosh Chodesh, meaning they would habam chatas nechal mukahanim. So on Rosh Chodesh, we'd bring these goats as a carbon chatas, and the Kohanim would eat it, and so do the goats of all other Yom Tovim. Okay, so these five karbanos, even though they could be brought in a Tumatic state, right, they cannot be eaten in a Tumatic state by the Kohanim. So that's number one, the Omer, number two, the Shtei Alechem, number two, the Lechem, number three, Lechem Apanim, number four, the Karban Shlomim of a Tzibor, number five, a Seer of the Rosh Chodesh or of other Yom Tovim. But the Pesach, the Karban Pesach, Shabbat B'Tumah, that came in a defiled state, not by an individual, right? We said when most of the Tzibor, or the Kohanim, or the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash were Tameh, so then it could be brought in its Tametic estate, and even Ne'echal B'Tumah, it could even be eaten in the Tametic estate. You know, all the people that are bringing it could eat in its Tameh state. Shlobab Metchilaso El Lachila, because all purpose was to be eaten. So therefore, by Karban Pesach, even though they're Tameh, they could eat it after they brought it.